Moving on, the Seattle Seahawks is the team we look at today as we inch closer. 32 days, 32 teams, 32 days of the NFL draft. Right here, JoeBucksFan.com. Coming up on, I believe, Tuesday is when we're going to have our big draft chat. We are opening that up, I believe, to anybody to join us for that. So make sure you let your friends know. Let everyone know. We're opening it up for everyone. However, for you in particular, for being a member here at JoeBucksFan.com for our draft coverage, we're going to have some special draft chats just for you, the members. As we do get closer to draft day, I definitely want to do one the night before the draft and then maybe even the day of the draft just for members of the draft coverage here at JoeBucksFan.com and for being members and forking over that $10. I am in debt to you. Thank you very much for doing that for us here at JoeBucksFan.com. Today, we take a look at the Seattle Seahawks. The Seahawks with two first-round selections, the 6th pick, the 14th pick, and plenty of needs to go by. First need that stands out in my mind is playmakers on offense. Watching the Seahawks last year, they went out and they signed T.J. Houshmandzadeh, who's a nice possession guy, but they don't have anyone that can stretch the field, any type of playmaker at the wide receiver position, and Julius Jones not getting it done at the running back position, neither with Justin Forsett either. So I think running back with some playmaking ability, they need speed on the offensive side of the ball. That's why with one of the picks, you know, if they want to risk it, they'll pass on C.J. Spiller with the 6th pick. If they are in love with C.J. Spiller, do not be surprised if the Seattle Seahawks with the 6th overall selection jump on C.J. Spiller and look to address offensive line and defense later on in the draft. Speaking of offensive line, whenever your franchise left tackle retires, you're going to have to replace him with something or somebody. Walter Jones did that for the Seahawks this offseason, so left tackle becomes a necessity for the Seahawks. And, you know, this is interesting because now you come down to, do you want C.J. Spiller with the 6th pick, or do you want to risk it, hope that he falls to you at 14 and grab one of the top offensive tackles in the draft? There's a good chance that if the Seahawks were to pass on an offensive tackle with the 6th pick, all of the top ones would be gone by the time they pick again with the 14th selection, which would probably force their hand to just go ahead and wait until the 2nd round. The problem for the Seahawks is that in doing the trade for Charlie Whitehurst, which sent Charlie Whitehurst to the Seahawks, which is why the Seahawks will not be drafting a quarterback this year. I've been trying to say that for a while now. By doing that trade, they swapped 2nd-round picks with the San Diego Chargers. Well, that means that the San Diego Chargers now have a high 2nd-round pick, and, well, the Seattle Seahawks now have one of the lowest 2nd-round picks, which is not going to bode well if they're going to wait that long to draft an offensive tackle in this draft, which might force their hand to draft an offensive tackle with the 6th overall pick. They're going to have their choice. So Russell Okung, Brian Bulaga, and Trent Williams, I think one of those three, you could see a run on offensive tackles very early in this draft. Russell Okung could go to the Washington Redskins. I think that would be a really good fit for the Redskins. Reminds me a lot of Ryan Clady, who was the 1st-round pick for the Denver Broncos, actually the last 1st-round pick that Mike Shanahan had with the Denver Broncos. Fits that type of offense. Very athletic tackle. I think Okung would be a great fit for the Redskins. You look at the Chiefs next up. They go with Trent Williams or Brian Bulaga. That's the type of drafting that Scott Pioli likes to do, and really that leaves you with the other one, whether it's Williams or Bulaga going to the Seahawks with the 6th pick. The Seahawks have a big influence over what the 49ers are going to do, especially with their 13th pick, because there have been talks of the 49ers going with C.J. Spiller. There's also obviously a big needed offensive tackle for the 49ers. If the Seahawks were to take C.J. Spiller with the 6th overall pick, all of a sudden you see, let's say Okung and Trent Williams go to the Redskins and the Chiefs respectively. So now all of a sudden you have Brian Bulaga, who's going to start to fall. He could go to the Buffalo Bills at 9. And then you have Anthony Davis. Well, if the Seahawks took C.J. Spiller with the 6th overall pick, and the Niners get there with the 13th pick and Anthony Davis is on the board, all of a sudden the Niners could grab Anthony Davis, leaving the Seahawks without the ability to draft an offensive tackle. Now let's say the other scenario happens and the Seattle Seahawks decide to take an offensive tackle, whether it be Williams or Bulaga. All of a sudden you have a nice run on offensive tackles early on, and they decide to skip on C.J. Spiller and hope that Spiller falls to them with the 14th overall pick. Well, you come to the 49ers at 13, and there's a good shot that the 49ers go ahead and take C.J. Spiller there. So the Seahawks might have their hand forced in deciding which is a bigger necessity for them. Only the Seahawks can address that, but if they are gutsy enough to risk C.J. Spiller falling, there's probably a better chance that Spiller falls to them at 14 than one of the top four offensive tackles falling to them at 14. And really, it also depends on how the Seahawks value Anthony Davis, because Anthony Davis does have character concerns. And if they feel that Brian Bulaga or Trent Williams are rated so much higher than Anthony Davis, then maybe it's more in their best interest to go ahead and take one of those two offensive tackles. And whether you get to C.J. Spiller with the 14th overall pick, or you start to address your defense. Defensive end is an area that the Seahawks could look at. Derek Morgan, Jason Pierre-Paul, one of those two should be on the board at 14 for them. If not, the safety position, Earl Thomas, could be a possibility for them there as well. So different areas on the defensive side of the ball that the Seahawks could go in if an offensive lineman is taken first, and then, of course, C.J. Spiller not available with their 14th pick. And then you look in the second round, and there'll be other running backs late in that second round. You'd hope that if you're a Seahawks fan, that Javid Best or Dexter McCluster fell. If not, maybe you're looking, whether it be in the second round or early in the third round, you start to look at maybe a Joe McKnight. Remember, there's a connection there with Pete Carroll, Ben Tate, one of those two running backs, to give a little spark to that Seahawks offense. Another thing that the Seahawks, I think, are going to have to contend with or think about is the drafting of Eric Berry with the 6th overall selection. Eric Berry, if he slips by the Chiefs, which I think could happen, the Chiefs and Scott Pioli typically don't draft safeties that high. It's just not part of what he likes to do. So you look at what the Chiefs could do. They'd probably go offensive tackle. Now you look at the Seahawks at 6. Remember Pete Carroll, close with Lane and Monty Kiffin, who coached Eric Berry last year. I think the Seahawks are going to think very long, very hard about whether or not to take Eric Berry. And if they take Eric Berry, they're putting themselves in position to really, really hurt themselves on the offensive side of the ball at either the running back position or the offensive tackle position, which I think left tackle is the much bigger need for the Seahawks heading in to this draft. But either way, if you take Eric Berry with the 6th pick, you're going to hurt yourself at one of those two offensive positions, because you won't be able to get an offensive tackle and C.J. Spiller. You're going to have to pick one of the two and hope that one of the two is still available for you with the 14th overall pick. That's going to do it for the Seahawks. A little longer with two first-round selections. We're going to skip over the 49ers. We've already done the 49ers. You can go back and listen to my podcast on them from a couple of days ago. Tomorrow, we're going to take a look, though, at the Miami Dolphins and Bill Parcells, what he likes to do, what he could do in the NFL draft coming up. It's a Thursday night, first round, April 22nd. All of the coverage can be heard on 620 WDAE, the Sports Animal, and you can follow all of the coverage leading up to the draft and past the draft as we break it all down for you like nobody else can right here at JoeBucksFan.com.